BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US State Department says it's too early to say for sure whether Israel is heeding US advice to protect civilians in its renewed offensive in Gaza. But it did say Israel was making more targeted requests for civilian evacuations in southern Gaza. Paul Adams is in Jerusalem.
Southern Gaza is full of people who fled the north. Some people have had to move multiple times. The area of Khan Yunis that the Israelis have warned people to get out of using this new map system they have, the UN says, had a pre-war population of around 350,000. We could see very large numbers of people on the move once more. And that is something that the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, when he was here last week, expressly urged the Israelis to try to avoid.
Dozens of protesters have been demonstrating outside the UN in New York for its inaction over the rape, abduction and mistreatment of Israeli women. Rights campaigners say Hamas had a plan to use sexual violence on the 7th of October. Neda Taufik reports.
The police representative spoke about women being found without clothes, raped, mutilated bodies, and she played previously released recorded testimonies given to police. One person, described as a rescuer at the rave, said they found bodies with their hands cuffed behind their backs, a woman's corpse bleeding from the genital area. A paramedic who gave first aid say they saw a lot of gun wounds, shootings, and targeted at sexual organs of both men and women. Now, it's important to note that Hamas has rejected those accusations.
The Emirati president of the UN's COP28 talks has stressed he respects the science behind combating global warming. Sultan Al-Jaber had been criticised for recent comments, incorrectly suggesting there was no scientific evidence that eliminating fossil fuel use would limit temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius. A former US ambassador to Bolivia is due in court in Miami after being arrested on suspicion of spying for Cuba for 40 years. Manuel Rocha held high-ranking diplomatic posts and served on the US National Security Council in the 1990s. Here's Will Grant.
The indictment against Manuel Rocha makes for extraordinary reading. It's alleged that as Mr. Rocha rose through the ranks of the US State Department, he was simultaneously and covertly working in the interests of the Cuban Revolution. During that time, and particularly while leading the US Embassy in Bolivia, he would have had access to reams of sensitive information, although the exact nature of what he's alleged to have passed to his Cuban handlers isn't clear from the court document in Miami.
BBC News. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has announced an expansion of a visa restriction policy targeting Ugandan officials believed to be responsible for repressing marginalised groups like LGBT communities. Washington, the EU and the UN strongly criticised Uganda in May for imposing one of the world's harshest laws against homosexuality. Niger's new military junta says it's ending two European Union security and defence missions in the country. One mission, launched in 2012, supports Niger's internal security forces. The other, begun in February, is designed to strengthen the military against terrorist threats. On Monday, Niger agreed to improve military cooperation with Russia. The US-based ancestor tracing firm 23andMe says it's now determined that just under 7 million users were affected by a data breach in October. It's forcing customers to change passwords. Here's Joe Tidy.
The company itself wasn't hacked, but cybercriminals logged into around 14,000 customer accounts by using email and password details previously exposed in other hacks. They then downloaded not just the data from those accounts, but the private information of all the other users they have links to across the sprawling family trees on the website. The stolen data itself doesn't include DNA records, but does have display names, how each person is linked, and in some cases, birth locations, pictures, and addresses. One batch of data was advertised on a hacking forum as a list of people with Jewish ancestry, sparking concerns of targeted attacks.
Ice hockey's governing body says neck guards will become compulsory at all International Ice Hockey Federation events. It comes after an American, Adam Johnson, died when his neck was struck by an opponent's skate blade.